Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Well, Kevin Johnson is off on holiday, so joining us with the Stock Market Report for the next little while from Argonaut Securities. Good afternoon, Harry Massey.
Good afternoon, Ollie. How are you?
I'm very, very well. The market is up at the end of the week. What did it rise by?
Yes, it is up. It was up 14 points or 0.24% to finish at 5,925.30 for the week. As I said, it's been a pretty up and down week in our market. The first 2 days we were up, the next 2 days we were down, and we finished on an up note. So as a lot of brokers will tell you in Perth and in Australia, it's always good to finish the week on a good note. So
yeah, it certainly is.
Something to hang our hat on, Ollie.
Yeah, 3 out of 5, we are up. And of course, there's probably a little bit of global uncertainty at the moment, isn't there, Harry?
There is just a little at the moment. I think everyone's just a little bit worried about Mr. Donald Trump and what he's going to do in the US next. He seems to come out saying one thing, and then the next day he seems to retract his comment. It's quite funny. He'll come out and be really aggressive on a policy stance, and that might send the American market tumbling and our market tumbling as well. And then the next day, he comes out with a softer stance, and that turns the American market back around and also benefits our market as well. So it's just swings and roundabouts at the moment there, Ollie.
Yeah, indeed. All right, when we look at the stock market today, who are the best performers?
Well, the best one I can see here, the S&P ASX 200, was Seven West Media, Ollie. And obviously, the reason behind that was the announcement they made today that they've signed a 6-year deal to host the cricket. So they'll be... Yeah, it's very interesting that it'll be a little bit interesting watching cricket where Channel 9 hasn't actually telecast it before. So they've signed a 6-year, $75 million deal, and that's annually. And obviously the market reacted quite positively to that as the share price gained just under 13% to finish at 58 cents.
Okay, how did Channel 9 do by comparison? Because losing the cricket, one of their biggest assets, did it affect the share price?
Well, that's probably the funniest thing, Ollie. You would have thought that the share price would have been sold down. And look, it did open a little bit weaker at 215, but it finished back at 225. So it found itself back at where it closed out the day before. So no, nothing really to report there, which is a little bit odd.
Yeah, it is a little bit odd. All right, what else were some of the highlights?
Well, as it is on most Fridays, and a lot of brokers will tell you this, we are a little bit bereft of activity, but... probably another one of the main things that I saw is that Richards Bay Minerals, RBM, they're a subsidiary of Rio Tinto. They suspended their zircon production in South Africa, and that's just due to some ongoing protests that are going on near their production at the moment. So if you didn't know, RBM actually yields a total market share of 33% of the world's zircon.
Yeah, right.
So, if you were looking at our market today, you would have seen a bit of an uptick in Iluka Resources, which is obviously probably our foremost producer of zircon in Australia. So their share price rose by just over 4% and finished at $11.27.
Okay, the gold price, how is that today?
The gold price, it did start pretty strong. It finished 0.44% lower in Australian dollar terms, and that's at 1716.83 Aussie dollars per oz. I just had a quick glance at the US gold price, and that was actually slightly up, just 0.2% trading at 1337.4 US dollars per oz. So I think just getting back to what we talked about before with Trump and a little bit of uncertainty, I think people find a lot of comfort in our gold price. And just to give a bit of a plug to Argonaut, we actually got a $5 million raise for a small junior goldie. It was announced today, the company Genesis Minerals, which just shows that it was a very oversubscribed placement, which just shows that there's a lot of interest in the sector at the moment, Ollie. So people are trying to find a bit of comfort in the gold sector where there is a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, certainly, indeed. We'll keep an eye on that. And what's an Aussie dollar buying us today?
Okay, so in US dollar terms, the Aussie's buying us 77.9 US cents. That's slightly up. The Aussie's buying us 83.8 Japanese yen. It is buying us 54.74 Great British pence and 1.05 New Zealand dollars.
Harry Massey, thank you very much for the very comprehensive stock market report this afternoon. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Ollie. Thank you very much.